Principles for Your Week is brought to you by Christendom College and sponsored by our Principled Society members. Watch this episode and learn more about our free classes at getprinciples.com.
Greetings from Christendom College here in the beautiful Shenandoah Valley of Virginia. You know, the saints are really history makers. And one of the great saints in church history who is scarcely known outside of Rome is St. Francis of Rome, better known within Rome as Francesca Romana. You know, today when anyone mentions St. Teresa of Calcutta, everyone knows who she is. In the 15th century Rome, Francis of Rome was the Mother Teresa of her day. She was a wife, she was a mother, she was a mystic, and even the founder of a religious community. She's so illustrious that when you go into St. Peter's Basilica and you go to the back of the basilica to the apse where the papal chair is, there is a magnificent statue of her placed right next to the chair of Peter. The closer you are to the chair of Peter, the greater the honor. But she is so venerated in Rome that she is placed right next to that chair, along with Francis and Dominic and a couple of other saints. I was very blessed to have lived in her house for 2 years during my stay in Rome when I was a student there at Casa Francesca Romana. And it was a wonderful experience. It was the house in which she lived, she worked, and the house in which she died in as well. She was married to Lorenzo Ponziani, an Italian prince, and the marriage was a happy one. They had 3 children together, 2 boys and a girl. With her husband's support, she ministered to the sick and to the suffering in Rome, visiting hospitals, bathing wounds, washing sores, taking clothing from the poor, and with tender love, washing and cleaning and perfuming them, and then bringing them back to them, as if these were the very clothes she was doing all of this for our Lord himself. At times, she turned her own home into a hospital, caring for the poor, the sick, and the marginalized. A remarkable woman, and a great mystic too. Oftentimes she would go pray in the Church of the Araceli, and in the second altar to the right, oftentimes the Romans would gather, because after praying for about 5 minutes, she would actually levitate off the floor, and everyone would see and would witness. She also knew suffering in her life. She witnessed her husband's exile during the Great Western Schism, where he sided with the legitimate Holy Father and was driven off in exile. She saw her home ransacked during that difficult period in church history. She had to witness the painful death of 2 of her children and eventually the death of her own dear husband, Lorenzo, who at the end of his life had this tribute to his wife, said, "My whole life has been so happy, it appears to be now as being nothing but a dream." What a beautiful expression for a husband to say of life with his wife. She was on occasion assaulted by the devil, because she had been so effective in bringing many of the Romans to repentance and to a deeper, more passionate relationship with Jesus Christ through her example of charity. She was also given an extraordinary grace of having the corporal vision of her guardian angel. And whenever you see images of her, you'll always see a little angel right next to her. And this angel always would guide her in the discernment of spirits. But in addition to her corporal and spiritual works of mercy, she was also known as a miracle worker. Many, many healings were attributed to her. And after her husband's death, she founded a religious order, the Olivetans, who inhabit the monastery of Tortaspecchi, which is right near the Capitoline Hill. And that monastery can be visited on her feast day, which is a wonderful thing to be able to do. One of the special charisms of this order is whenever the Pope travels outside of Rome, they do all-night adoration, praying for the Pope's safety until he returns. So special devotion to the Holy Father. After her death, when her tomb was first opened, looking into the cause of her canonization, she was found to be incorrupt. She is an outstanding example of charity as a wife, as a mother, and as a religious founder. And she's someone who should be known and loved, not only in Rome, but throughout the Catholic world. Her feast day is celebrated on March 9th, and she's the patron saint of motorists. So everyone driving a car should invoke her and have a devotion to her. Santa Francesca Romana, ora pro nobis. Thanks for being with us today, and may God bless you.
Thanks for listening. Amidst a culture that attacks our faith and heritage, Principles and Christendom College help Catholics to know, live, and share their Catholic faith.
Together, we can spread the light of truth to help renew the church, the family, and the culture. Support this and other free and faithful Catholic content at getprinciples.com/support.